It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Ore Aduba, star of Pretty Woman, when it comes to the Milton Keynes Theatre at the end of March. Ore, how are you?
We're very good and on our way. Cannot wait.
So you're out on tour with Pretty Woman at the moment. How's it going?
It's been amazing. It's actually crazy how many people adore this story.
Sure.
Adore the movie. And gratefully have loved the show ever since it was really successful on the West End. Like they go absolutely wild. And it's lovely because before we hit the road, I was telling a lot of people, even my dentist. I was sitting on the table with my dentist and I said, I'll go off on the road for a little while. And she said, oh, we've watched show. I said, Pretty Woman. That's my favourite music movie of all time. So, yeah, it really does strike chords with so many people, and thankfully the audiences have been loving it ever since.
Yeah, an iconic movie. People certainly have a fondness for it. What's it like bringing that show to the stage?
Yeah, it's been magical. It's been it's always exciting rehearsing something new, and like I said, we come off the back of a really successful West End run. But we got into rehearsals back in September and made it brand new. I mean, the story is the story that people will know and love from the movie. But with brand new music written by legendary songwriter Jim Vallance and Bryan Adams. Like the actual Bryan Adams, not a guy called Brian. And he actually came at the end of rehearsals to visit us. The pair of them came completely unannounced. And it was actually the very last day of rehearsal, and we were all kind of, we prepared, we were ready for our first venue, and I guess we were kind of winding down a little bit until our director sort of coyly at the door of the room said, guys, Bryan Adams is here. And we were like, okay, fine. You know, everyone sort of goes into a mild panic, gets a selfie, and then let's start singing in front of Bryan Adams.
Wow.
And he loves it. So I think as soon as we've done that, we were like, okay, any audience is fine now. We've actually performed this in front of Brian. So
amazing.
So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, good to hear. Because of course the movie isn't a musical, but this is it's a rock musical of the story of Pretty Woman. That's what people could expect.
Yeah. This is the story of Vivian, who is a down on the luck streetwalker in Hollywood Boulevard, and she wants to change her life. It's the we sort of zone in on the fairy tale story, and obviously she meets Edward along the way, and they have this amazing relationship. But what the musical does is kind of bring a lot of that magic to life. I play a character called Happy Man / Mr. Thompson. They get bang for the buck with me on this show, Mike. Two for the price of one.
Man of many hats.
And I'm talking literally many hats.
Right.
I have a lot of guises within this show, so
okay.
Not to give too much away, but just be prepared for a surprise or two. So that's kind of exciting. But Mr. Thompson is the hotel manager from the movie, and the Happy Man character kind of plays I guess Fagin is probably the closest idea to this character, and he's kind of the dog's body along the street, and he kind of brings the magic to Vivian's fairy tale, and off we go. So yeah, it's what people will know, and if they haven't seen the musical, it's really not contractual for you to enter the building. You can come without having seen Pretty Woman the movie.
Good
and
to
you'll
hear.
Still have a good time.
So you're out on tour at the moment. Whereabouts are you in the world at the moment?
We are in Manchester, having a lovely time, Palace Theatre, next up, MK.
Yes, absolutely. And how has it been received by audiences so far, this show?
Yeah, I mean, they go nuts, Mike. It's just everything that we want. It's just barley. Again, not to give too much away, there's a moment in the end of the story where Vivian, you know, the fairy tale is kind of coming true, and she's totally empowered by the journey that she's been on, but she has an altercation with, let's say, a not very nice man.
Okay.
And the cheers from the audience when she gets the better of him. Like, I remember being in Liverpool a few weeks ago, and like he gets kind of not booed off, but people are like, yeah, come on, you know, get out of here. They're really they love that she's walloped him, basically. and our poor actor friend has to sort of shyly make his way and go, hold on, that's not in the script.
Right.
But it's all in good spirit. So no, it's you know, this is a story that was set in 1989, and in many ways, especially for some of our younger performers in the show, is a period piece. Mm. So it's not exactly in today's age, but there is still so much relevance about it.
Sure.
And definitely a story of female empowerment.
Yeah.
So they really get behind that, as do we. You know, we love telling that story.
Absolutely. Well, Pretty Woman, the musical, I mean, of course, an iconic story, but now with the music of Bryan Adams, going to be on stage here in Milton Keynes from the 19th of March. You can get your tickets now, and Ore Aduba plays Happy Man and Mr. Thompson. And others, am I right, inside the door, Ore, or are they just you two?
Others.
Loads
FL,
of others.
Et cetera. Stand by.
Absolutely. Well, you can see Ore on stage in a couple of weeks' time. Ore, listen, we can't wait to welcome you to Milton Keynes. Best of luck with the show. We'll see you there.
It's a pleasure. Speak to you soon. Cheers.